Hello and welcome to our number one of a podcast. I want to thank you guys for being so understanding, not complaining on social media, not sending me nasty emails because of the change in the podcast format. Instead of one entire podcast, as you figured out, it's now four podcasts, and you can choose, pick and choose what you want. We used to do it like this, and then we stopped, and now we've come back to it. And then eventually we'll go back to the format we used to have. Coming up on this hour, hour number one, the cheating Astros pitching staff punch drunk after news of Antonio Osuna needing Tommy John surgery. We rant and rave like a lunatic about that. It's coming your way right now. Hour number one of the podcast. Enjoy. Well, one of the most talked about teams in baseball, their pitching staff right now, kissing the canvas. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. The vast and ever-expanding Fox Sports Radio Empire, coast to coast, border to border. Although we're apart these days, we're sharing more, and Geico is sharing more too with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for both current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. So hope all is well with you. We're back at it again inside the Magic Radio Box, where we spend a lot of time. In the overnight, where most people are sleeping. We come out, we're like cockroaches. We crawl out of the woodwork when people are sleeping, and we go around. Some of the people that call up have a similar health profile as a cockroach, but that's a different conversation. Anyway, get to the point, please. So one of the favorite punching bags on our little radio show, deep in the heart of Texas, is at it again, those dirty, rotten cheaters. Now, they picked up a blowout win on Tuesday, played the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are not a good baseball team, and they beat up that suspect baseball team, right? Rodriguez of Madison Bumgarner, where have you gone, mad bum? Our lonely hearts miss you. Greatest postseason pitcher I have ever seen in my life, Madison Bumgarner. And he got lit up like a fried turkey around Thanksgiving. 4 1/3 innings, he gave up 7 earned runs. And after 3 starts in a season where he is only likely to get around 10 to 11 starts, Madison Bumgarner has an ERA of over 7. Over 7. Roughly 30% into his first season in Arizona. But that is not the top story, right? And as one of our bosses around here likes to say, don't bury the lead, my man! All right, we're not going to bury the lead. So Houston, while they might have won the game, they took it in the shorts off the field, and this is a good story. If you did not hear about this, perhaps not. So the closer, the vilified, rightfully so closer, of the Astros, Roberto Osuna, is down for the count. He has kissed the canvas. Now, we are told that he is out for the rest of the 2020 season. There's only about 8 weeks to go in the baseball season, and he is gone. And then beyond, Osuna has been told that he needs the dreaded Tommy John operation on his elbow. He needs to have a ligament transplanted into his pitching elbow. That is what Tommy John surgery is. It doesn't sound that bad when you say, hey, it's Tommy John surgery, and then when you talk about taking a ligament from one part of your body and moving it to another part of your body, well, that changes everything. That changes everything. Now, Dusty Baker, who is like, hey, what happened here? He signed up to manage the cheaters, and when you sign up and manage the cheaters, this happens. So Dusty Baker has confirmed that Osuna is going to face this procedure. He is seeking a second opinion. I've been doing this a long time. I have never once had a pitcher that was told they need Tommy John surgery that didn't eventually end up getting Tommy John surgery. I can't recall one example of that. There have been players that have pushed it off and been able to survive and prosper upward and onward for a brief period of time. But eventually, the Grim Reaper comes a-knocking on the door for that Tommy John surgery. So let's discuss the question, how will Roberto Osuna's long-term absence impact the cheating Astros for the rest of this season. Let's just stay in the moment. It's a short 2-month season. So my thoughts, you've got the top 40 DJ, screenplay, and spit and glue. And we will tie all these things together and make a marginal Mahler monologue. Now, I don't know who they are, but whoever they are say you're never supposed to cheer for injuries. It's taboo. You're not supposed to do it. But that doesn't mean you cannot enjoy the injuries when they happen. You see, I'm not necessarily cheering for injuries, but do I have a Cheshire Cat smile on my face right now when I saw the news? I might have,
Yes.
Yeah. Let's just say I was not devastated when I found out that the Astros are going to be without another pitcher. And this further erodes an already horse crap pitching staff that was weakened and broken into bits. The pitching room at the Astros ballpark is a hot mess. You've got Roberto Osuna now, Tommy John surgery pending. Justin Verlander, he's also in the injury tent. Looks like he's going to be out the rest of the year. They're not alone, though. The Astros have three other starting pitchers who are on the injured list. I used to call it the disabled list. But they're out. Three starting pitchers in addition to Verlander. So four starting pitchers out. They also have now two relievers currently all on the 10-day injury list. Some of them won't be coming back at all. Others of them will be coming back, but longer than 10 days. Now, Justin Verlander, we mentioned him. He had a forearm strain a couple weeks back, and he says he's not done for the season, but most people that know anything about baseball say at his age, Verlander is Dunskis for the 2020 season. He got a forearm strain, and he's out. Yeah, I feel looking at all this like a top 40 DJ, because when I saw what had happened, in my head, I kept playing the Schadenfreude jingle over and over and over and over and over and over. It was just the melody of the Schadenfreude tune was outstanding.
Schadenfreude, people taking pleasure in your pain.
Yeah! All right, so that Osuna out, could be out until 2022. You know, the recovery timeline, you should know this as a sports fan for baseball, Tommy John surgery, typically takes 12 to 15 months, and that is assuming there is no complication to the rehab process, depending on how you look at it. So what does that mean? Osuna's out for this year. He would be at best out until, let's say, late August, October, because you figure he comes back in August if it's 12 months in 2021, but he has to work out for like a month. So he could conceivably be available in October, roughly, by the time his arm gets up to speed, if things went well. So it's more likely than not that he will not return to the mound, Roberto Osuna, until 2022. And there is also speculation that he will never pitch for the Astros again, that he will be excommunicated, which is ironic because they traded for him and he was controversial and polarizing because they had said they had a zero tolerance policy for domestic abuse until they traded for a guy who was suspended for domestic abuse from the Blue Jays. But anyway, he could be done, right? Because the chatter is with his contract and Tommy John surgery, he will be given a non-tender, which means he will be out of Houston. And so this could be the complete end of Osuna. And as for now, this is a temporary situation and a fluid situation. The legendary mid-relief pitcher Ryan Pressly is now the current closer at this moment for the Houston Astros. And he's not terrible, but he's just another guy. He's nothing spectacular.
Heard of him.
Well, I used to pitch for the Twins. You know how many saves he's got in his career? Six. That's it. He's got six more saves than you have in your big league career. Now, part B of this. While some in the mainstream baseball media seem baffled by all the sudden misfortune the Astros have suffered early in this truncated 2020 season, these people are living in what I like to call the parallel universe. Open your bloody eyes, okay? Open your eyes. These are insufferable scoundrels of baseball. What they did in 2017, and now to get mob protection from Rob Manfred, that little weasel that runs Major League Baseball, this was coming their way. This was coming their way. The Astros deserve to be flummoxed by the baseball world for years to come, and there is no such thing as a free lunch. You can get away with it for a while. It's like crime. You don't normally get caught the first time you commit a crime, but if you keep doing it, eventually you're going to get caught, and Houston has been spitting giant wads of loogies in the face of people around baseball, and yeah, they got away with it for a while, but you know what? If you believe in baseball gods or karma or just things evening out, eventually the IOUs come due and you have to pay off your debts, and that's happening right now. In the pitching category, it is unraveling in front of the cheating eyes of the Astros. We have the name. I've come up with the name for the screenplay when they make a movie about the downfall of this pathetic group of individuals in Houston. And it's very simple. The headline on the screenplay is, "When bad things happen to the bad people of baseball, turnabout is fair play," right? Turnabout is fair play. And it's in all of our natures. Do not deny it. I know every time I talk about these people, "Oh, that's not me. I'm different. I'm better than you. Blah, 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 blah." No, you're not. Right? It's in all of our natures, human natures, to say we want bad people to experience bad things. And in the baseball context, the Astros are bad people. So I have no problem with them experiencing bad things. And in a world where people such as the Astros get ahead with wicked dishonesty, right? They will lie to your face, okay? We want the villains to be punished, and they are being punished via injury. Because Rob Manfred wouldn't... See, I believe none of these injuries would have happened if Rob Manfred had just done his job and actually punished these weasels, but he didn't. Change my mind. Convince me I'm wrong. Cannot do it. Cannot do it. Now, the last word here. So, Dusty Baker, I looked at the depth chart now for the Astros pitching staff. That pitching staff is punch drunk at this point. They have been kicked. They have been repeatedly kneed. They have been elbowed and poked in the eye. Kneed in the nuts, right? They are running around like a headless chicken on the mound. Now, they did beat Arizona, but you look at that. Arizona sucks, so who cares about that? But Zach Greinke is the only name brand starting pitcher they have left. And he's 36, going to turn 37 during the season. He's an older pitcher, which means he's also facing the injury Grim Reaper here sooner than later. And you have four starters, as we said, and two key relievers. So four starters, two key relievers who are down for the count. And it's only a two-month season. This staff is put together right now with spit and glue. And they're online, and they're shopping for Scotch tape so they can get something stronger there to help repair the carnage. And you look around. Now the rotation. Lance McCullers Jr., who missed all of last season, and he's back now. He's not that good. Josh James, someone named Josh James. Christian Javier, and my favorite, Framber Valdez. That is the current state of the rotation, other than Zach Greinke, at this moment. So let's all shed crocodile tears. Let's all shed crocodile tears for the team in Houston. So you hear that sound? You hear that? That is opportunity knocking at the door for the Angels, for the Athletics, for the Rangers. The Mariners are out to sea. They're done. They're lost cause. But for the other teams in the division that are actually somewhat competitive and have a shot, this is a brass ring opportunity for you. You can be the playoff interlopers. It is set up. The Astros pitching staff is chopped liver. It is actually it's cauliflower and it's asparagus. Like, it's disgusting. It's just terrible. So stand up, these other teams, and be counted. Let's all think positive thoughts so the Astros do not make the playoffs. Let's keep the scoundrels out of the playoffs. And while we can't cheer for injuries because somebody said we're not supposed to do that, if it happens to happen and a couple more guys go down, you know what? We will celebrate that, but we're not hoping that happens. But if it does happen, well, We'll be here to talk about it. All right, here's the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about any of that? It is all fair game here. You can join the festivities at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If you have something to say, if you have nothing to say, and you are going to embarrass yourself, you should not call. I say that, and people love to call up and act all goofy. Several emails. Is that guy Brandon in Minnesota that called up yesterday? Is he like real? Is he real or is he just playing dumb? I was like, I don't know what's going on with these people. I mean, Brandon's called a few times over the years. He used to be one of our regulars and he was somewhat engaging. Maybe he was just on the sauce or something like that. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. But we'll see what happens tonight. We're still a few days removed from the full moon. So we looked at the lunar calendar there and we're still feeling the effects of the lunar calendar. Well, we've heard of weather delays in professional baseball. Certainly have. And rains, and you have to stop the game, put the tarp on the field. Well, a different kind of delay in baseball. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you're a regular listener, you know the Ben Maller Show's unconventional sports talk. We dabble in the outlandish and bond with the freaks and geeks. Facebook's a digital playground for all of us. You can chat with other P1 friends of the show. It's painless, and you can cancel anytime. Just like our page. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's not a rain delay, but what is it? We began the show talking about the Astros. Good news for those of us that are in search of truth, justice, and the baseball way. The Astros are coming apart at the seams. The pitching staff has been blown to smithereens. You hate to see it. You really hate to see it.
Bean!
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. It is wonderful. Now, I also like the whining coming from the people of Houston. I enjoy that very much. And the surrounding area. It is good. Ivan says, Ben, we are still winning. Keep hitting us. But I can bet your job we will make the playoffs and win it all. Now, I'd be careful about that, Ivan. The last guy that I had a wager over a job with was in 2016. Colin Kaepernick. And actually, it was 2017 when he got let go by the 49ers. And I said, he is not going to play in the NFL again the following season. And a guy called up from San Francisco, very full of himself and very confident, and he said, I'll bet your job versus my job that Kaepernick plays in the NFL next season. It is now, 3-4 years removed from that, and he has still not played in the NFL. That is a win. Bubba, deep in the heart of Texas, and he's in Alvin, Texas. He says, lie to yourself all you want, Ben, but you won't lie to me. You have hated the Astros since the Dodgers lost in 2017, long before the cheating blank ever came out. It's only gotten worse since that cheating blank came out. That's from Bubba. The Astros, listen, I was at the 2017 World Series. I was a witness to the scam. I was a witness to the crime that was taking place. The funniest part about that, after Game 7, one of my memories when I was leaving the ballpark, I was walking out of Dodger Stadium back before we were allowed to go to games instead of cardboard cutouts who replaced us. But when I remember walking out, I have a very vivid memory of the final out of the 2017 World Series in Game 7. And I'm turning and I'm walking away, and a Dodger fan came over and ripped a trash can up and threw it. Not realizing the symbolic nature of that act at the time, not realizing, and we didn't know. In hindsight, now we know exactly what was going on here. We don't even know exactly what was going on, because I think it's much deeper than baseball throughout. But it's great because I can still see, as I'm turning my head away from the field after the final out of the 2017 World Series, and I'm looking towards the exit, and there's a stampede of people running towards the exit to get out to the parking lots to beat the traffic, and this guy picks up a trash can and just chucks it, and then somebody else kicked one. It was great. It was wonderful. And they didn't even know at the time. They did not even know at the time what was going on. Did not. Noah Help writes in from the Twin Cities. He says, cheers to that calling Ben Maller on the Astros not making the playoffs. I am definitely rooting for the A's, and the lineup that the Angels have is good enough for sure to vault them ahead of those dirty, cheating Astros. So no help points that out. The Rooster says, don't worry, Ben. The dopes like Brandon and Ron from Minnesota will not be calling in the first hour because you are being covered up right now, preempted by wild hockey coverage on the Fan. So we are being, according to the Rooster, we're being preempted right now on the Fan.
Well, at least it's for a good reason.
I don't know about that. Is that the post-game show, Eddie? I imagine they're not playing hockey still in Edmonton, are they?
No, all the games are well over.
Okay. Are they replaying the games? Is that?
I know that there's some college football programs that'll have like a 4-hour post game show. I'm guessing the Wild don't have like a 4-hour post game show.
You don't think so?
I don't think. I mean, it is the state of hockey in Minnesota. They love their hockey, but I think that would be. I don't even know that the Toronto. Well, maybe the Toronto Maple Leafs would have a 4-hour post game show.
I could say a deep dive, you know, a minute by minute coverage, and you get a breakdown. You got to break down every line and how they performed and all that. Brandon writes, so we mentioned Brandon and how terrible his phone call was yesterday. Brandon says, I see nothing wrong with my call yesterday. It was perfect and informative. However, sometimes you got to eat a poop sandwich. That's from Brandon. Terry in England checks in. He says, Mr. Maller, a fine A++ monologue. The cheating Astros are experiencing the karma they deserve. More to come, hopefully. Screw you, Chris in Houston. Yeah, that's right. Well, listen, it's a wonderful thing. The Astros might have won a game. Who cares about that? They lost another pitcher, another key pitcher, down for the count. And boy, is that really good news for those of us that are on the Schadenfreude tour. It's a gift. It is really a gift. The degree of difficulty goes up higher and higher and higher and higher. And it is a wonderful thing. All right, to the phones we go. Let's say hello to Scott in Kansas City. Hello, Scott.
Hey, man, how you guys doing?
Scott, if I was any better, I'd be an Astro, but not an Astro pitcher because I'd need Tommy John surgery.
No, you guys are good. I just had a few points I want to just put out, and I'm not an Astros fan at all. If anything, I live in baseball purgatory. I grew up with the George Brett Royals, so we were good until 80. We sucked for a million years. We were good again. We suck again. We're going to be awful forever. However, the cheating thing, I know it sucks, and it's not, you know, ethically correct, but if you look at baseball history, man, and my grandfather was my baseball coach. I was born in the 60s. It goes all the way back. You go back to Ty Cobb, stealing signs and
Do not justify. I'm going to blow you. Blow up this guy. You're trying to justify the cheating. You literally are doing that on these airways. Go call the Astros postgame show. That you're trying to justify terrible activity. They knew what pitch was coming. That is more than anything. That's the worst cheating scandal in the history of baseball. In the history of baseball, and you are downplaying that? Screw you. Go pound sand with a rubber mallet, okay? Get out of here. I don't need that thinking around here. You're part of the problem, Scott. You're part of the problem. People like you.
Nothing.
You want to sweep it under the rug, right? Sweep it under the rug. Nothing to see here. Oh, my God. Just brush it off, right? Just brush it off.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
We had a couple of quarterbacks that were put on the COVID-19 reserve list. First, it was Jaguars QB Gardner Minshew. He's now off of the COVID-19 list. And
thank God. Yeah.
Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford was removed from that list following a false positive test. In a statement, the team said Stafford's false positive came after 2 negative tests and was followed by 3 more negative tests. His family was also tested, and they returned negative as well. So I guess Matthew Stafford did not have COVID-19.
Well, that's actually the story I was going to get to, Eddie, about the angry wife on the warpath. Did you see Matthew Stafford's wife, the great Kelly Stafford, who was spitting fire? She was on the warpath on social media. I'll give you this. This is quite the quite the rant, and I actually agree with her. I don't disagree with her statement, but although we're apart these days, we're sharing more, and Geico is sharing more too with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for both current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. Generally, as a rule of thumb, when a spouse intervenes with another spouse, we look down upon that and let the spouse take care of their own business. Generally, that's our thought. But on this one, Kelly Stafford, the wife of Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford, ripped the NFL apart after the, as Eddie just told you, the false COVID-19 diagnosis. And I'll give you the brief version of what happened here, but she went on a rant on social media. She is, it's an understatement, to say she's not happy with the NFL for prematurely releasing that Matthew Stafford had tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, why? Why is she upset? She's upset because the fallout of that being in the public eye, that she said that the kids couldn't go to school. I guess the schools are open in Michigan. And they were told to leave the playground. She couldn't go shopping without being stopped. And she complained about all this stuff because of the stigma that is attached to having the coronavirus. I actually agree with her. I mean, unless you know for sure, the testing, as much as a 50% false positive on this coronavirus testing, so you can't trust it. It's not reliable. And so you're going to have to get another second test to confirm the first test. And you throw that out there, and it's like people look at you like you got cooties. And I have people I know in my circle that have had this and recovered from it. And I told them, you shouldn't tell me. You shouldn't tell anybody. Because there is a stigma a lot of people have with, oh, no, he's still in, you know, he's going to give it to everyone, even though you could get over it within 2 weeks or whatever. You're back and... But I agree with her. She's right on that. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We began the hour ranting and raving, celebrating. I was going to go out and buy a cake. I was so excited when I found out another key member of the Astros went down for the count. And then I had to take a call from that schmuck, that Scott in Kansas City, who was trying to justify the cheating. Sounded like one of the early calls from Chris in Houston, that weasel, who was defending one of the great calls in the history of the show when the story came out on The Athletic that Mike Fiers had chronicled point by point. It was like a paint-by-numbers thing on how the Astros were cheating with the banging on trash cans and the whole thing. So then some internet investigators went out and clipped all these games, and sure enough, just like Mike Fiers had said, that all this was happening. Bang, bang, whistle, whistle, and all this was going on. And then Chris had the gall to call up and say it was Photoshopped. It was all Photoshopped. It wasn't real. He didn't believe any of the videos. There were like 200 videos that popped up the first day. He didn't believe a single one of them, that there were 200 separate Photoshop video edited. It was just ridiculous. Speaking of that, Chris in Houston now, who is on, he's on the taxi squad. I believe Chris in Houston, if two more Astro pitchers go down, he will have to leave the grocery store to go pitch for the Astros in the bullpen. Hello, Christopher.
You're such a pompous, just arrogant Dodger, just lapdog. I mean, come on.
This had nothing to do with the Dodgers. This has to do with integrity. You know you have none.
You know what? Your arrogance is funny because your teams are losers and chokers, but your arrogance just keeps going.
Well, again, you're trying to.
That's
called the red herring. That's called the red herring. The topic was on the Astros cheating. It wasn't about the Dodgers. I know you're fascinated by the Dodgers, and they're certainly better than the Astros, and they're going to win the National League pennant this year and all that.
There you go.
Did I say that's incorrect? They're an overwhelming favorite to win the National League pennant. Overwhelming. I'm not going out on a limb there.
Look here. Hold on. Wait a minute. For the last almost two decades, you said the Clippers were going to win a championship.
And they did.
And they can't even get out the first round.
Hey, dummy, they won the Kawhi Leonard championship. They beat Toronto and the Lakers in the offseason title. They won a championship. Everyone wanted Kawhi. He's the new
That's
Jordan.
Not a championship.
And it's a championship.
That is an absolute championship. Champions in the offseason.
Did they air it on NBA TV?
What's that?
Did they air that parade on NBA TV?
I don't watch NBA TV. I don't know what they air over. That's propaganda. I don't watch that channel much at all.
I just want to shout out to the Arizona pitching staff. See, that's how you're supposed to do it and ding batters. If you want to hit batters, not throw at their head and try to injure them permanently.
Oh, stop. The Dodgers, Joe Kelly didn't hit him. Don't start with that. Listen, the Astros are such pussy willows. Joe Kelly did not hit anyone. Now, he got suspended because the Astros were scared. They were scared of Joe Kelly. That's how embarrassing, how emasculating, how demoralizing for the Astros is that. I'd give up my fan card if I were you. I'd be embarrassed to be a fan of that team. I'd be embarrassed.
Now, I admit, you're happy Joe Kelly's gone for 8 games, so we can't screw up another Dodger win and a loss.
No, I don't. Listen, Dodgers are fine. Up. I'm not worried about the Dodgers. I'll start paying attention in 2 months from now when the playoffs start. But how about your guy, Altuve? You were all bragging on social media. He hit a home run. He's still hitting .163, which is barely – I think it's still under his weight. I believe he weighs like .165. So he's still under his weight. Altuve, one of the smallest human beings in professional baseball, a sport of small people, and he's still not hitting his weight.
Well, you know, you're an early troller, so, you know, you're going to troll early whenever you get a chance. When he ends the season with hitting over 300, you're not going to say anything. You're going to try to make something up like you always do, Ben.
No,
we know
listen,
you're
listen,
we know your
shtick. Well, listen, you know my shtick. I am just calling it like I see it here. I don't know if Altuve ran in front of a black cat or a witch
just
or a
like
devil or something.
Hey, hold on. Didn't you call Philadelphia season over when Carson Wentz went down? Didn't you say that?
At the time I said that was an accurate statement. At the time I made that statement, I watched. I was outside the Eagle locker room at the Coliseum in L.A. that day.
Hey, Ben, what's Alex Bregman's batting average right now?
He's hitting .209, Coop.
.209?
Yeah. How about George Springer? You know what George Springer's hitting right now?
What's he hitting?
.89, Coop.
Is that under the Mendoza line?
That's a murderer's row.
Is that record better than the Angels record right now?
Oh, my God. No, the Angels, listen, they got the great Joe Adele. I don't know who this guy is, but he's got a good name, and this guy's going to be great. All right, get out of here. I'll hang up on you. Joe Adele, come on. Coop,
he's the black Mike Trout.
That's right. Tell me you're not excited. I was a little aroused watching Adele. He's good. This guy is good out there running around. He's got a little swagger to his game. He's got a little swagger. He only had one hit, meaningless base hit or whatever, but the Angels won and beat the Mariners, and keep an eye on that. He's been hyped up. We'll see if he lives up to the
infield
hype.
Base hit.
Yeah, the great Joe Adele there. Pride of Louisville, Kentucky. That's where he was born from. What, was he 21 or something like that? But that big league player now. He's now, I think he's qualified for the pension already. How great is that? That baseball pension. Just playing, I think it's like one day in the majors, you qualify for the bare minimum pension. And then if you last, like the full, if you're fully vested in the pension, what is it? We knew the number. It was like $100,000 a year or something like that. Probably more than that. I'll have to look it up on the pension.
I had a friend in high school who was, he played a little Major League Baseball, and he quit right before he was going to be fully vested.
I said,
my God, what are you doing? Have you lost your mind? Just hang on for a little while. No,
yeah.
I've lost my passion.
passion. Stop.
You know,
yeah.
But
he's
coaching now at Major League Baseball, so he's fine. But,
okay. Well, the coaches, I don't know if they've changed it, but when I used to hang out with the coaches when I was around the Dodgers, and those guys didn't make a lot of money until the following spring because they got a chunk of the marketing money from being in uniform. And there's like for all the jersey sales, there's a pool of money that's split up for the uniform personnel. And that was bigger than the salary. Now, maybe they've changed it now. But that was bigger than the salaries the coach would make during the year. They'd make more the following spring when that marketing money came in. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show. We got the NBA pick'em. We'll get to that coming up. We'll do the NBA again. Here's the Who Am I game. Walker Buehler, the other night, he became the first Dodger pitcher to give up 3-plus hits and have all of them be home runs since me. Obviously, this is only among Dodger pitchers. Walker Buehler, the other night against the Padres. Dodgers came back and won, but the other night when they lost in San Diego. Walker Buehler becoming the first Dodger pitcher to give up 3-plus hits and have all of those hits be home runs since me. Who am I? The answer. And the NBA pick 'em. We'll get to it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's Maller 2020, and you can be heard in the democracy of the Ben Maller Show. We encourage and welcome the voice of the people. That would be you. Following the voice of this show on Twitter, he's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox. And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Time now for the Who Am I game. Walker Buehler, he became the first Dodger pitcher to give up 3-plus hits and have all of them leave the ballpark since I did that. Who am I? 3 or more hits, for that matter. That is the question. What is the answer? The militia's got a lot of answers. Let's see here. Chris in San Antonio is going with Heath Shuler. Ron from Minnesota says rock and roll is the answer. I don't even know how to pronounce that other person's name. Johnny Carson, guessed by Will. Or William, Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, says the iconic Tom Niedenfuhr. That's old school Dodger choke job back in the 80s. Rob in Vegas goes with the Road Warrior Animal as his answer. Kevin Franson from Mr. Nice Guy. Brickyard Kennedy tossed out by a reek in Minnesota. Andre Ethier from Brad. Terry in England is going with the Ellen DeCanceled Show. As his answer, Hideo Nomo from the Scorpio Niner, Claude Osteen from Thomas the Cub fan. Let's see. Do you have an answer, Eddie, please?
Yeah, I believe it's Tim Belcher.
Is it Tim Belcher? No, it's not Tim Belcher. The correct answer, Kaz Ishii. You remember Kaz Ishii?
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, he came over from Japan, I believe. And he pitched for the Mets also, but he actually was not terrible. Just a middle of the rotation guy. All right, NBA pick him. We got to go quick. We don't have a lot of time. The NBA game is on Wednesday, obviously. I'm told Coop's going first. Hurry up, Coop.
Nikola Jokic.
All right, terrible first pick. Mather's going second. I'm going to take Joel Embiid. Eddie.
Anthony Davis.
All right, Anthony Davis is off the board. Chris, the back-to-back.
I'm last here, so Otis Thorpe and Joe Dumars.
Good job by you, Eddie.
Let's go Jason Tatum.
All right, I'll take Bradley Beal, Koopa Loop.
LeBron James.
All right, that's a terrible pick. One more.
And Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert. All right, give me LaMarcus Aldridge and Eddie.
Nikola Vucevic.
Chris.
Kenny Smith.
Kenny Smith, I love him with Barkley. He's good with Barkley.